Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's October 23rd, episode 772, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Happy hump day, baby.
Here's
to another week. Halfway.
I was waiting.
The downhill stretch.
Just what day it is.
I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. You know, something I realized, Jamie, that we have not talked a lot about that we better cover next week because we only have next week to cover it, and that's the Breeders' Cup is coming up next week from Saturday or Friday.
I know. I'm so excited, and it's going to be the, like how I watched the Breeders' Cup last year. They have a free app, Glenn, that you can actually watch the races live on the app, because I was walking my cross-country course at Galway last year watching the Breeders' Cup mile.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be there during the whole Breeders' Cup, aren't you? You're going to be at your show.
I know. You know, I was going to skip the show if Patty and Dean would have called me back or written me back, and I would have gone as
you
Team
didn't get those
Mucho
tickets,
Macho
did you?
Man. Never bothered to write me back. So, no, I will not be there. I will be at Galway competing my horse, walking around dirty, covered in sand, probably, you know, got some grit in my teeth, walking around on a cross-country course, staring at the fancy-dressed people on the app.
Well, it starts at 10. They announced the times yesterday. It starts Friday morning at 10:40 a.m. Pacific time, and then the last race goes off at 5:10 on Friday. And then Saturday it starts at 10:15 a.m. Pacific time, and then the Breeders' Cup Classic goes off at 5:35 p.m. Pacific. So it's going to get kind of late, actually, over here in the East Coast. It will be, you know, 8:30 till that Classic goes off. So I'm sure that this is going to be covered on some network or another, probably, NBC. And there are $10 million in guaranteed prize pools over the 2 days. So they're going to be racing for a few bucks. And, of course, we have some horses that we've been following and we like, Mucho Macho Man, one of them, that we're going to be watching and taking a close look at. Too bad Jamie's not going to be in the owner's box watching the race. She'll be on the cross-country course.
Rub it in.
She'll be riding the cross-country course with her app in hand.
Yes, and I will only be located just about probably an hour and a half from Santa Anita. So if for some reason I get done with my cross-country really early and I get the call, I can zip up there. I'm going to bring an outfit and I'm going to bring a hat. Just in case I get that call, I'll be there.
I wouldn't hold your breath.
I can walk the course tomorrow. I got to go see Mucho Macho Man.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Back on Track Wednesday edition, put on your thinking cap and dial into the show. That would be 347-637-3238 because it is time to have some fun-filled Q&A, and we have great potential for listener prize procurement today. Following our regularly scheduled musical interlude, the velvet voice of Horse and Country TV's Victoria Spicer stops by to bring us her view from across the pond. And rounding the top of Hump Day and speeding down the other side, Strong Giles 101, brought to you by the Horse Health Report, which is brought to you by Horse-Eyed Vet Guide. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And it is time for our Daily Win. My Daily Winnie goes out to all the listeners who played the little state game that I put up last night on Facebook. And it was put out by Time Magazine, actually, put out this little survey. And you answered these questions about your personality, and it told you which state you should live in that best fits your personality. And apparently a lot of our listeners are living in the wrong place, Jamie, because none of them are real happy with their answers, it looks like.
I wasn't happy with mine either. I did play it too. Where are you supposed to be living?
Get this, Florida. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, baby. I'm here.
Oh my god, retired old conservative living down there in Florida.
That's right. I am here where I'm supposed to be. Jennifer's supposed to be in South Carolina, so we're not going to be too far apart. We could probably visit on weekends.
That's awful sweet. Now I'm supposed to be living in British Columbia.
What? Not a state.
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. They actually said I'm supposed to be in D.C.
What?
Isn't
that
weird?
Horse farms
That's not
there.
Even a state.
I know. What are you supposed to be in D.C. for? You some kind of political activist we don't know about?
I'm some political activist hippie, I guess, and I need to go there. Yeah. I don't know.
I love Stephanie Dunn posted, Georgia? No way, Jose. So apparently she does not like your home state. Yeah.
I don't either. I moved.
Apparently a lot of people that listen to our show should be in Georgia because Judy posted Georgia, right? No. So, and there were several others that got Georgia. So I don't know. Jen said Georgia. She lives in Pennsylvania. So apparently Georgia is very popular.
Well,
who knows?
Bunch of hippies. Bunch of hippies. Glenn?
Oh, I'm here.
Do you want to do your Daily Winnie?
That was my Daily Winnie. I had already played.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I'm like, what's he waiting for? My Daily Winnie goes out to, I'm sorry, I'm not quite with it this morning, goes out to Black Caviar's mama, because Black Caviar has a new sister. It's so stinking cute. Helsinge, her mother, has just given birth. Obviously, they do things different. This is the time that they actually foal in Australia because they're on the other side of the planet. So she just had a new little sister. They said it was a tight foaling, but the mare managed to push the filly into the world with minimal assistance, says the stud. It's Gilgai Farm in Ngambi, Victoria. And they're actually, oddly enough, going to be doing a Black Caviar statue unveiling in this little tiny town of Ngambi, Victoria, coming up this weekend. It's at Jacobson's Lookout. This is like a town where 1,100 people live. So this is a really big deal to have a giant Black Caviar statue being unveiled in the town. Now, this mare, Helsinge, actually won Australia's Broodmare of the Year. And you think, oh, well, duh, because she is the mother of Black Caviar. She's also the mother of a very, very famous stallion named All Too Hard, who was just retired to stud this year. And so this mare, can you imagine how much this mare would go for at an auction? She's the mother of Black Caviar and another group run winner. She's only had 7 foals. You would think that they would breed every single one is a full sister. This one's actually a half sister to Black Caviar, with the same mare but different stallions. But can you imagine if this mare was offered up for sale, how much she would go for?
How many mare owners do you think would famous racehorses like this just wake up every morning going, why isn't the gestation period 2 months? I could pop out 4 a year.
Isn't that the truth?
Darn,
oh,
11-month thing.
It's like you got to wait a whole other year. It sucks. But, yeah, no, this could you imagine? Well, embryo transfer, if that was legal or whatever in the horse racing world, my gosh. I mean, can you imagine?
That would change things for sure.
Thank
hey,
God
it is time. That's a good thing. Black caviar. Haven't heard about black caviar here in a little bit. So I'm sure we'll have more news coming as his babies or as her babies come down the line, rather. So 347-637-3238 to play the equitymfg.com Wheel of Trivia, 347-637-3238. When you call in, if you do want to play the wheel, press 1. That puts you in the host queue, so Jennifer knows to get you lined up to play the wheel. We have a fun show planned for you today, and we're going to get to all of that. But first, we do this. I'm killing time to find the sound file.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize. Or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have, like an old bell boot.
And, of course, the Wheel of Trivia is brought to you by EquityMFG.com, the home to the finest manure forks in the land. The holiday seasons are coming up, and there is nothing better to get for your beloved than a pooper scooper. Yes, the best pooper scoopers in the world can be found at EquityMFG.com. They have two of them. They have the Flexin' Fork and the Shakin' Fork. The Flexin' Fork is one you're familiar with, only 10 times better. It has a suspension system built in. These things are super tough, and they are just the best manure forks out there. All of the hosts on the Horse Radio Network use these things. We all love these things. And then there is the Shakin' Fork, the ultimate gift. You will impress your spouse so much, whether it's a horse husband or the horse wife, if you get them the Shakin' Fork, the finest manure fork available today. It does all the work for you, well, at least 50% of it, and it does all the shaking for you. It is perfect to increase the speed at which you clean stalls. So check them both out at EquityMFG.com, the perfect holiday gift. It keeps on giving, not just for a year, but for like 10 years. It will last you that long. So go find them today. Wow, we have a lot of callers lined up today to play the game.
I know. This is fantastic. All right, so how it works,
you want to
go for it?
No,
tell everybody.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
We're going to get you on the phone. We're going to ask you a question. The categories for today are, number one is alphabet soup for equestrians. Tack and habit is the second one, and the third category is previously on horses in the morning. And so we'll ask you the question. If you get it right, you get to spin the wheel and you win the prize. If you get it wrong, you have to call back next week. Maybe that's why we have so many callers. We had a lot of people get stuff wrong, but we had a lot of people get stuff right last week too. So, you know.
Yeah, we gave away some prizes. Hey, can I tell you real quick before you go on about the prizes? We have a whole bunch of prizes, new prizes on the wheel today. We have some new gift certificates from some new stores and places. We do have three of the 14 slots are taken up with boxes of crap from my closet. And what this is stuff that we constantly get sent all year long by manufacturers that piles up in there, so you never know what's going to be in your box of crap. The last winner of the box of crap actually posted a picture, and she wasn't unhappy with her winning, so it's not necessarily a bad thing. We have a lot of prizes that we've had on the wheel for a while from some fantastic sponsors, so it's all good.
That's fantastic. Who's first in the call bank, Glenn?
Well, right now, looks like at the top of the list was Janet in Texas, and I think Janet might be a new caller.
Yes, I am.
Hey, Janet, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Well, I'm great. Since we don't know much about you, tell us a little bit about yourself and your horses.
Well, I actually have ponies, and I love them.
Glenn loves her already. What kind of ponies?
They're little Shetland ponies. One's a rescue. Oh. He's blind. I see shadows.
Aww.
And I got one pony that takes them along everywhere, so.
Aww. So they're kind of yard ornaments. You're not out there driving them around or anything right now, obviously.
No, mostly I play with them, brush them, get them clean. We have fun.
So, yeah, so big pets. I love
big,
it.
Big
good
pets.
For you. Every pony yeah. needs a loving home. So,
yes,
well, we've got some categories for you. You get to choose, and I'll ask you the question. The first category is alphabet soup for equestrians, tack and habit, or previously on horses in the morning.
What is alphabet soup?
Well, you have to pick the question and find out.
Okay, I'll try alphabet soup.
Okay. Here's the question. It's usually like it stands for something. So what sport does a member of the PBR participate in?
Rodeo. The bull riding.
Be more specific.
Bull riding.
That's
correct.
Yes. Good job. You gave her an easy one. You gave a girl from Texas a rodeo question.
Well, that was by design, Glenn, because she's a new caller, and she
thank
rescues
you.
Ponies, and I love her, and we're best friends. So that's the way it works.
And
so
you Shepherd actually told me about this. She called me this morning and told me, get on this. It's a good show, and I'm going to watch you from now on. I'm going to listen in.
Well, you can listen in. I don't think you want to see us right now in this
well,
time of
no,
morning. But,
not really.
Well, Uta yeah. is a great girl, and we appreciate her sending everybody our way. And hopefully you will pick up the app. You can download the app. You can listen online. Several different ways to listen to us. And Uta will be very happy to tell you how you can do that.
Okay.
Very good. Well, let's spin the wheel and see what you've won for those ponies down there in Texas. Let's hope it's something good and not a box of crap out of my closet. Well, I think you'll be able to use this for those ponies down there in Texas. You got the Redmond Equine Gift Pack, which is the Redmond Equine Rocks, you know, the salt rocks. And,
yeah.
Well, you're going to get a gift pack from them. And when they send out a gift pack, let me tell you, you'll get the rock on a rope. You never know what they're going to put in the boxes. But you're going to get the rocks on the rope. You're going to get the human salt. I mean, they just throw everything in there. They are really good to our listeners with these gift packs, and I think your ponies are really going to like them. I actually, let me tell you a quick story here, Janet. I rescued a Hackney a little while back who was starving to death, and now he's doing really good. We're 2 months in. He's 12 and a half hands. He will spend 20 to 30 minutes licking on the Redmond rocks, the mineral rocks. I know. I wrote to the Mike over at Redmond Equine. I said, is this going to hurt him? I think he's addicted to your rocks. And I said, is it like alcohol? You know, is he going to? And then he goes and drinks for like a half an hour. And he said, no, he'll be fine. He needs it or he wouldn't need it. And I was concerned, though, because he will not let it alone. He just 20 minutes at that. So it must be good
I swear.
Stuff.
You think they're going to cut their tongue. I mean, one of the horses here, I was like, dude, you're going to hurt yourself. But nope, they just lick it smooth, and it's great. You're going to love it. Your ponies are going to love it. And thank you so much for calling. Hold on, okay?
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, hold on, Jennifer. I'll get your address.
Janet.
All right, who's next?
All right, so next up, it looks like we have Kayla in Maryland next up.
Kayla, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Is this Kayla, our friend that rides racehorses?
No, I don't ride racehorses. I event.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
she's
right. Kayla the eventer, yes.
I'm the
Kayla
girl
the
that you asked about Copper Meadows, and I said that about the tequila shot.
Yes, and Kayla, I didn't see you at Copper. I kept waiting for you to come up and you know, smack me in the face or something, but you didn't. So are you going to be at Galway?
I actually live in Maryland now, so unfortunately,
what?
No.
What happened? I'm so bummed. That's why I didn't recognize you, because it says you're from Maryland right here. Why would you do that? Why would you leave Southern California and go to Maryland?
Well, I was actually a Northern California girl, but I like green grass, and so do my horses.
Yeah, not a whole lot of that around here. Well, we're going to miss you around here at the horse trials, but let's see, what category would you like to play? Alphabet soup, tack and habit, or previously on horses in the morning?
Oh, I guess alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup for equestrians. Okay. What organization founded in 1939 uses the abbreviation USTA?
United States Trotter
Association. Well, you got half of it. What was that? Sorry, I talked over you.
Trotter Association?
I still didn't hear you.
She said United States Trotter Association.
Oh, that's so close. I don't know what to do with that. What do you want to do? It's a judge call. You be the judge. Jennifer's the judge and says, close enough.
Yes. Close enough. That was like right on it. It's Glenn's being picky. It's the United States Trotting Association.
Oh.
Oh, you were close. I mean, you were so close, but the judge came through, and you know what? I don't argue with my wife, so. So you are a winner today.
Let's awesome.
You won a box of crap before, didn't you? I remember that. Hopefully you don't get a second box of crap. Oh, no, you didn't get a box of crap at all. Matter of fact, this stuff's expensive, so. And it's perfect. You still have a venting horse, right? Well, you won a 64-ounce bottle of Soar No More Performance Liniment.
Awesome.
This is you'll be able to use this. Equilite Soar No More Performance offers the competitive equine athlete distinct cooling effects after exercise, formulated with comfrey rather than lobelia. Thus, the all-natural liniment is non-testing. So it can be used around competition time. It can be used anywhere on your horse as a rub, bath brace, or treatment under wraps. It was always one of the problems with their liniment at Soar No More was you had to worry about the lobelia, but you don't have to worry about that anymore, and you're going to get a bottle of that. That does rock.
Dude,
for an adventure.
That's perfect for an adventure. I want one. I'm going to spin the wheel. That's awesome. You'll use that.
All right. Hold on,
great.
Kayla. Jennifer, I'll get your information.
Perfect.
Kayla, I'm bummed you're not here and on the West Coast anymore, but I'm glad you're happy and your horses are eating green grass. Whatever. It's going to snow. You're going to be mad.
Maybe I'll make the check out there for when my horse is doing a 3-star to go back to Galway.
Yeah. There you go. I'll see you there.
All right. And you guys have to come out because apparently Fairhill might be doing a 4-star one of these years.
I'm there.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be fun. I like Fairhill. That's a fun show. Well, thank you, Kayla. Hold on.
All right, thanks.
All right, next up, we are going to Arizona. Shaylee in Arizona.
Shaylee in Arizona is a student of mine. Good morning, Shaylee.
Good morning.
What are you doing up this early, girl?
She's
ridiculous.
Not awake.
I'm meeting with my advisor, so thought I might call anyway.
Well, wake up a little bit, okay? Let's do this. She's actually one of my smarter students. She's going to college. She's all educated and stuff.
Oh, got it. Got it.
Yeah.
And exactly, you're going to college and you're smart and you still take lessons with Jamie?
Yeah.
Just a second.
Yeah, this is one of the ones who actually likes to ride Joey. So remember all those beautiful pictures that were taken with my horse Joey? This is that Shaylee.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Got it. Now I know what Shaylee looks like.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, of course. She's pretty and she's educated and she's way too good for me. All right. Let's see here. What category would you like? Alphabet soup for equestrians, tack and habit, or previously on horses in the morning?
I'll try tack.
Tack and habit. Okay. Now, We don't ride Western here at my house. We'll see if you get this. What is the Shaylee, what is the traditional material used to make makate? Mekate. How do you say it, Glenn?
Makati.
Makati.
Oh, is that horse hair?
I didn't think she'd get that. I really didn't think she'd get that. The Western people would all get that. You ask somebody from Texas, they're going to know that answer because it's reins that they use. But yeah, that was very good. How'd you know that?
A couple of my friends have some.
Look at her. And you didn't have any confidence she'd get a Western question.
No, I thought she was going to be mad at me today for her lesson. Oh, good job, Shaylee. Spin the wheel, Glenn.
All right, let's spin the wheel, see what Shaylee wins. We got a lot of winners here today, everybody so far. Shaylee's missing the box of crap. That just went around, so that's good. He should get up early and win a box of crap. Oh, you win an Equestrian Collections gift certificate for $25 to buy whatever you want at EquestrianCollections.com. You'll be able to spend that wisely.
Thank you.
And they have everything, the whole universe of equestrian shopping at your fingertips, and you know the holidays are coming up, so $25 is the perfect, that's actually the perfect gift certificate size to buy your trainer a Christmas gift. Just saying.
Yeah.
And Shaylee, I will email you a list of things that to purchase for me a little bit later.
Okay.
Awesome. Girl.
Well, hold on.
Go back to bed or
hold on,
meet
Shaylee.
With your advisor or whatever. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, Equestrian Collections, you can find all of their terrific products at EquestrianCollections.com. Do you know that Equestrian Collections is our second oldest sponsor and has been with us for over 5 years? So
they're awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate them being here. What time for one more? We're going to Regina in New Jersey, all the way on the other side of the country. Speed round.
Speed round, Regina. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Doing good. Well, I don't get to talk to you because they're yelling at me that I have to do a speed round. Do I hear children in the background?
It's my niece, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. You need a speed round anyway to keep up with that. All right, alphabet soup for equestrians, tack and habit, or previously on horses in the morning?
I'm going to do tack and habit.
Okay, here we go. What, and don't get mad at me, I'm just reading in order. What is a pannier? Pannier. How do you say that, Glenn?
Pannier. Look at me telling you how to say stuff. Pannier.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, well, that's not
me
the right
either.
Answer.
So it's that basket or that box that is carried by a pack animal. That's crap.
Oh.
Well, I guess you learned something, but I still think
I did.
That's crap.
That is what that is. That's that you see them in all the pictures of pack animals on the mountain. But now you'll know that the next time. You'll be able to ask somebody a trivia question and stump them.
There you go.
As many right. John Wayne movies as I have watched in the past 6 months, I have never heard them call that a pannier. So, Regina,
yeah.
You got to call back next week, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you to everybody for playing the Wheel of Trivia. Boy, it goes fast. 20 minutes goes by fast. We appreciate you playing. Thank you to all the sponsors and, of course, EquityMFG.com for being the main sponsor of the Wheel of Trivia. We have to hear from one of our other sponsors, and that's Back on Track right now, our title sponsor for today's show. We met up with Bo a year or two ago and talked to him about his dog blankets. And then after that, we have Victoria Spicer all the way from England with the Horse and Country TV report.
We're here with Bo from Back on Track, sponsoring today's show. And, Bo, we've discussed human products and we've talked about horse products, but you guys actually have things for dogs.
We do. We have dog blankets. We have dog beds. We actually have dog hock boots. We have dog leg wraps. And this is the same for horses and people. They help to reduce inflammation and get the dogs to feel better. We have everything from toy dogs up to large grand, what do you call them? The big ones.
Great Danes.
Great Danes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bernards, yeah.
Yeah.
So the dog bed, they would climbing the dog bed, and the whole thing is lined with this ceramic that increases blood flow?
Yes, and dogs actually is hurting on one side. It's actually laying down on that side.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see. And you know, cats love something in the barn, and they lay on the increased blood and warmth, you know, so both dogs and cats love it. And we sell a lot in the agility business. Not so much over here, some we have done in Europe, but we have not really promoted ourselves so much here. But, you know, everybody, some of my horses have a dog, and we have two kinds. We have a regular dog, some dog blanket, some they can have outside, and then we have one mesh, some they can have indoors, some is a little bit lighter.
Okay, gotcha. So the Hawk boots for dogs, like these are for performance dogs or like those of us who have older dogs?
Older dogs, you know, like it's not just performance. It's older dogs when they, you know, you start to be aches and pain. And
takes them a little while to get up.
They really makes a difference. Without being a miracle, that really helps the dog, yes.
I can see it for. And, you know, I was talking to Dr. Wendy yesterday when we were doing the driving radio show, and she uses a lot of the Back on Track products for herself. She uses the dogs for her dog, ones for her dogs and for horses. She highly recommends them for horses. That's Dr. Wendy Ying, our veterinarian on staff here at the Horse Radio Network, recommends them as well. She was talking about it yesterday and said, I just love the way these things work. And she's an acupuncturist and a traditional Chinese medicine doctor as well. So you can find all of their products at backontrackproducts.com. That's backontrackproducts.com.
Now it's time for the European Report with Horse and Country TV.
It's the time of week when Victoria joins us from England to talk about everything going on over there. Good morning, or afternoon in your case, Victoria.
Good morning to you both.
Thank you so much for joining us again. We really appreciate it. How's your pony doing?
Well, my two ponies, yes, they're good. I took my older thoroughbred out drag hunting on Sunday, so just following the line of scent of a person, and it was very fast and furious, and I'm not sure my heart rate's recovered yet.
That is the one thing about drag hunt, is you don't have to worry about that whole standing around thing like you do in regular hunt.
Exactly, but it's called hound exercise at the moment, which is the period they do in the run-up to the hunting season, and presumed it would be a case of getting hounds fit and getting everybody going gently. We got on the horses and we set off at quite a fast pace, and obviously mine is an off-the-track thoroughbred, and so he thought it was highly exciting, and I spent my whole time trying to just keep him at a nice, steady, fast canter, and he kept being overtaken by little, skewbald gypsy ponies, and he was so annoyed at me. He was just like, why am I being overtaken by these ponies? And a little six furlong winner, and I'm getting overtaken by a little hairy pony.
Now, do they do where you ride, do they do the big jumps and the craziness that they do in Ireland?
Well, this is drag hunting, so they obviously know what they're jumping, whereas in Ireland, I think they just go up and down banks and over huge hedges and ditches. And we set off, and I just thought, you know, I'll just let him settle in and get him going, and I'll do a bit of jumping later on. And I saw everybody do these little fences, and they were fairly, innocuous. And suddenly they came round and jumped the biggest hedge. And I'll share one of the pictures to you, because it was absolutely huge. And I thought, there is no way I would jump that, even if my blood was done. I was at full pelt. It was huge. And so then we didn't, for ages and ages, and it was only right at the very end, we did a little tiger trap, and we jumped over a river, and it was great fun. But I didn't fancy going hell for leather in the first 5 minutes.
Welcome to hunting in England, huh?
Indeed, yes. But it was a great experience, and I think it was a fun day out, and good for my little thoroughbred to go and do something unusual.
You just got Jennifer just yearning to get out and hunt again. She's been missing going hunting down here. She's going to do more of it this year, but I guarantee you she's over there drooling thinking about it. Well, tell us about Mary King is trying to help her daughter out.
Yes, my Mary King's got a daughter called Emily who is 17, and she's already following in her mother's footsteps. And there was quite a lot of talk last year about whether Mary would continue to the next Olympics and whether Emily would actually join her on the team. She really is quite good. As you might expect, with genes like that and also having Mary on hand to train train you, as well as, you know, a supply of homebred horses and things. But one of her top horses, who came from Clayton Fredericks, and she's been competing all year, and she's just won the under-21s final, which is impressive. She's still only 17. And the owners have decided to put the horse up for sale. So Mary is appealing to find a new syndicate to buy this horse and keep him in the country, which I have to say is causing a little bit of a bit of controversy on our Facebook page, when some people are thinking, great, fair play to her, and of course she should be able to keep the ride. And other people think that Mary should just buy it using the change from her back pocket. So I'm not entirely sure that that's very fair, considering that very few riders own and compete their own horses.
Well, and you know, let's remember, Mary King did get to the top of her sport, but it's a sport that doesn't pay any money.
Exactly.
So.
Yes, Emily's obviously been born into an eventing family, but Mary definitely worked for it. You know, she was a farmer's wife and non-horse background. And if you read her autobiography, it's all about how she used to do all sorts of odd jobs to make the money to have horses and compete. And I don't think she's there counting billions and billions of pounds. And riders have only got a career for a certain amount of time. You know, you can't keep going forever and ever. And Mary's already been at the top of her sport for 20 odd years, so you know, she can't be expected to be financial backer as well.
Now, have you had any reports? Has there been any bites on this that we know about?
Not that I've heard, but we did bump into Emily on Saturday. We went to British Champions Day filming, and we saw her there. And so, Emily, yes, she chatted to us about how she was desperate to find an owner. So hopefully somebody will come forward and we can keep this great horse in the British squad.
Very good. And then I saw this story. It's been all over the world over the last 2 days. I've seen about 100 places that's carried this story. We talk about rescue stories all the time here, Victoria, on the show, but we've actually cut back a little because there's so many of them. We only do unusual ones now, and this was unusual enough that it hit my list for today, and then I saw you were going to talk about it. Talk to us about the children's pony who was stolen and ended up in a canal.
Yeah, so somebody decided to joyride a pony, as in take it from where it was stabled, and I don't know whether there was a carriage on the yard or whether they had a carriage, but they hitched it up and went storming around this town in this little black car, black with a little black pony in a little car, and they pulled over and they told them to get out of the car because it was getting dark and it was dangerous. Next thing they know, they'd driven it into a canal and the poor pony was there. And when I first saw that story, my heart really did sink. I thought they'd driven it in and it couldn't get out and it drowned, but actually the canal only came up to its top of its leg, so luckily it didn't drown. But it must have been so distressing for the poor little pony to suddenly plunge into the icy water, and they have obviously just left it there and disappeared.
Hey, Victoria, you're breaking up on us a bit here. Can you give us a call back and we can finish up?
Of course.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for her to give us a call back. Yeah, I had seen this story, Jamie, and what happened was these three guys, three people rather, because there was a woman involved, stole this pony, hitched up the cart, little pony, little cart, went joyriding around town, and the police were called, and the police came over and told them they had to stop doing that, it was dangerous. And then they left. Well, they kept doing it. The police were called a second time, and second time the police said, you have to stop doing that, it's dangerous. So they said, okay, and they just went, apparently drove the thing into the water, and then the police were called a third time when somebody found the pony in the water. Still attached to the cart, by the way. So,
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I don't know why the police didn't do more when they were there the first time. They did end up arresting the people. Or the second time, yes, exactly. They did end up arresting the people. Let's hope Victoria's connection's a little bit better. Is a 26-year-old man and an 18-year-old woman were arrested on suspicion of theft and animal cruelty. So we'll hope that they do a little time for that. Are you back, Victoria?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay, well, I hope the connection's a little bit better. Hey,
I got
about...
one for you. I know.
Yeah,
I have to talk to Victoria about this. I'm freaking out right now. This is a very big deal. Victoria, Prince William and Kate have now given Prince George godparents. I'm so excited. Now, do you know why I'm so excited? Guess who is one of the godparents?
Sarah Phillips.
Yes. Zara is one of the godparents, Glenn. Can you believe it?
Oh, wow. So Aventer is Zara Phillips.
Yes. They're calling her Zara Tyndall, though. But tell me about this story. What's going on over there? Does anybody care as much as I care?
I think everyone's more confused by the fact that baby has seven godparents. I mean, the whole point in having godparents is... you know, they can take over the care of the baby if anything happens to the parents. Are they going to have, like, one day per week? I don't understand. It's very odd.
I was
curious
about that.
It takes a village to raise a prince.
It sure does. That's funny, Glenn, because it's true. They named seven people as the godparents, and I don't understand. I mean, I was wondering if that was common over in England to name several, so I guess not, huh?
No, definitely not. And the first I heard of it this morning was somebody on Twitter saying, why on earth does a child need seven godparents? And not knowing they were talking about a royal baby, I just replied saying, is it a particularly naughty child? And so, yeah, they didn't speak badly of the future heir to the throne. But yeah, and it's not normal at all. But I guess, you know, Zara's busy. She's eventing, and so... maybe they want to share the load, and she's going to have a baby of her own soon. So, you know, having another one to look after might be a lot for her to do on her own.
You know what happened. Well, you know what happened. William and Kate couldn't agree. They had this, and then the Queen got involved, and nobody agreed. So they had this long list. They whittled it down to seven. They still argued about it for 3 days, and they said, finally, okay, we'll give it to all seven of them. We'll solve this problem. That's exactly what happened, like any other family.
I think you're right, but if they have another baby, is it going to have even more godparents? Are they going to have the same seven? Are they going to have 21 next time? And it'll just keep going up exponentially.
Now, maybe what they did is they named seven just to make sure, because don't godparents have to get them, like, presents on their birthday and stuff? Just
yes.
To make sure this baby's not going to go hungry on his, you know, go without presents on his birthday. Make sure that you get him seven godparents so he's at least, wait, no, we're talking about the prince. I think he'll be okay. I don't know. You got me.
That's funny.
Okay, here we go. William had six godparents at his christening in 1982. William had six, so I guess they had to one-up him.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe it's a tradition. Then we have a lot of godparents. And again, because nobody can agree. It's like we don't want to offend anyone. It's all about the political correctness. Well, speaking of political correctness, let's talk a little bit about Clifton Aventers. And we have covered this story a little bit, Jock Pageant and his horse being caught with a banned substance by the FEI. And having, you know, all the problems that they're having over there right now, and he's been suspended, and they're trying. Did the sample, the B sample, ever come back of the blood? Did we ever hear what happened with that?
I haven't heard yet, so I presume they still have it for retesting, but we will see. But what has happened is the owner of the Clifton Aventers yard, Frances Stead, she's put out a big response to the whole findings, because obviously it's not just Jock Paget's ride, Clifton Promise, it's also Kevin McNabb, who's an Australian rider and Jock's mentor. His horse, Clifton Pino, has also been... trying to have the same substance in his bloodstream. And so what Frances says, which is really interesting, is they're looking into ways that it could have occurred naturally or a very similar substance has come up in the bloodstream, but it's not actually sedative. And she points out, as I did last week, that why on earth would you want to give a burly event horse sedative, especially to go cross country or even the next day in show jumping? You don't want them, you know, quiet. They're already tired and they've had a huge physical challenge the day before. You want them to be light and responsive, still full of energy. And the other thing she's not ruled out is that there's some kind of foul play. And I think the idea of that in the eventing world, which is so close-knit, is really shocking. But, you know, you can get quite easy access to horses in the international stables, and anyone with a wristband can get in, and so they haven't ruled out wrongdoing.
Interesting. And that, if you're going to have some wrongdoing, that would be the drug to do it with, because it's a drug that does, you know, it is a sedative. So you're going to go that route if you're going to do that. You know, even in the world equestrian games, we had an issue with the leader of the carriage driving at the World Equestrian Games. After day two, his carriage was trashed overnight. Somebody came in and slit the seats all up and cut the brake lines and everything. And you know, that happened at the World Equestrian Games here in Lexington. So this sabotage does happen. It just, we don't hear about it very often in the horse world.
It does, but it's so shocking. You know, you think it's such a close community, but I guess there's women and they want to win, and where there's desire to win, there's quite often kind of skullduggery and people doing underhand tactics, but it's all rather sad. And I don't know, I really do hope it just turns out to be a naturally occurring mistake and that they get cleared of wrongdoing, but we will be following the story with interest.
Now, he could lose his Burley title and money. I mean, all of that could go away.
I guess that's true, yes. Apparently, it's been broken to Andrew Nicholson that if he does get ruled out, that the prize on the title will pass to him, which would obviously mean he's won two Burley titles in a row. But it's not a great way to win ever, you know, with your rival being disqualified rather than getting there just off your own back. But we will see. Hopefully it won't come to that.
I hope Jock hasn't spent the money yet.
I presume it's gone straight back to the owners, but I could be wrong.
And then the last thing, the video of the week.
Yes, so do head and have a look at our videos of the week. I don't know how star she is outside the UK, but Claire Balding is like our nation's sweetheart. She is former jockey who does all our badminton coverage and all our equestrian things, and she was a major presenter, probably one of the biggest anchor women for the Olympics over here. And HNC's Jenny Riddle caught up with Claire at the Riding for the Disabled Association Awards, and Claire just says it's a really nice interview about what ponies mean to us and the joys of the RDA and what they can mean for disabled children. So it's a really nice video and really inspiring.
Very good. And you can find all of that, of course, at horseandcountry.tv. That's horseandcountry.tv. Thank you so much, Victoria, for joining us again. And your connection was much better the second time.
I'm glad to hear it. I'll speak to you next week.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, Victoria. Girl.
Well, that was fun. It's always good to have Victoria on. And, well, boy, when she gets talking fast, I have to listen very closely.
Yeah, no kidding. I do, too. I do, too.
You know, real quick here, I wanted to tell you, give a plug out for the driving radio show this week. Wendy has always wanted to do something truly adventurous in life. I mean, she does a lot of stuff and goes a lot of places. But, you know, after she heard about the Mongol Derby, she wanted to do the Mongol Derby. And she's always wanted to talk to Laura Pryor-Palmer, who is the one who won the Mongol Derby. And I arranged it yesterday that we had a mystery guest on the show, and I got Laura on, and they got to chat with each other for about a half an hour, and it was so cool. And Laura is so much fun. We had her on the show here on Horses in the Morning a while back, and she is such a delight, and it will just tell you the way things are. But she was talking about things that she didn't talk about in the previous interview. So if you want to hear Laura, the winner of the Mongol Derby, 19 years old, she'll be on the driving radio show that'll come out a little later this morning. So that is coming.
Oh, that's cool. Good job.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun.
Good job.
Oh, and Wendy was so excited. She just was so happy that she got to talk to her. They don't want to do the Mongol Derby. They're talking about doing, there's another one. It's a rickshaw race across India. And they need three people. So they were wondering if you would be the third to do the rickshaw race.
That's where you actually carry the...
Yeah,
that thing that a human.
Yes, that the human pulls two people in the. Yeah, yeah.
You know what? They
want
you
to be the horse.
Okay, they just can stand by the starting line, and I'll be there. Just wait for me.
We'll be right back
after
this word, and we have our weekly horse health report coming up. Hey, I got a song for you today, right after the commercial. from somebody you heard from the weekend, Sam Gay, who is Templeton Thompson's
Yay.
Husband. One of his fun songs, so I think you'll like it. Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I'm with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with the Equestrian Collections Product of the Week.
This week I'm featuring one product that comes in a bunch of cool styles and colors. This is the Kelly TechTrack smartphone case. Now, this is the first smartphone case that we have carried that actually is a good enough size to fit your smartphones. Half an inch by 3.25 by, get this, 5.5 inches, which means it's big enough to fit the iPhones, the Droid DNA, and Galaxy phones, those kinds of things, those bigger smartphones. I have three different phone carriers in my trailer, none of which are big enough to fit the iPhone, but these ones are, and they come in such cool colors. They come in plaid, blue, and that has a picture of a jumper on it. They come in solid colors, purple, pink, blue. They've got different horse designs on them. This is going to be a great gift. Not only do you want one for yourself, but you're going to want to get, at $14.99, at $15, you're going to want to get a couple in different colors to match your outfits. You know how trail riders are, match your outfits, but also to give as gifts, because I think this is going to be a big seller. They're brand new. We're happy to have them on EquestrianCollections.com.
And you just search for Kelly Tech Trek, TekTrek, and you'll.
And let me tell you, they attach by on the top with a snap on the top, so that you can put them on your belt loop. You can put them on your saddle if that's where you want to carry your cell phone, and you can attach them to a ring on your belt. So I think there's all kinds of ways that you can attach this while you're out and about.
At EquestrianCollections.com.
Backyard, there are piles of junk and two rusted cars. They remind him of his younger days. He keeps his memories scattered all over the place. He's a pack rat of some great repute, a fact that no man can dispute. Mom just shakes her head and sighs and keeps her kitchen clean. Comforted. got buckets full of rusted bolts and two drawers packed with old remotes from TVs that died long ago and ashes from an old wood stove. There's a workbench pile of wires and screws and things he's not sure what they do. He's got stacks of shingles and a perfect roof and old electric motors too. Ha, 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 there's a place for everything. Ha, 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 there's a place for everything. There's a place for everything. There's a place for
And that is A Place for Everything by Sam Gay. That's Templeton Thompson's husband. Is that husband or boyfriend? I couldn't
figure
it out.
Yep. Yeah,
husband,
they've been married a long
okay.
time.
Templeton Thompson's husband. He is so sweet. And Glenn, you've got to get the song called She's Got Biggins. It's hysterical.
She's Got Biggins?
She's
I haven't
got
heard that
biggins.
One yet.
Yeah, and it is PG. It is PG. They prefaced it with that. But She's Got Biggins. It's his song. It should be a smash country hit. It will be probably. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. We've had a great show so far. And it is time, Glenn, to talk about poop.
Oh, great. That sounds lovely.
It's the Horse Health Report brought to you by Horse Side Vet Guide. Do you want to?
I'm
all
trying.
Right, well, horse
hold
side
on.
Vet guide.
It's gonna,
okay,
there
here
it
go.
Goes. Taking this time.
It's time for the weekly health report brought to you by Horse Side Vet Guide app. Fantastic information and our attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
That's
yes,
right. The horse.
It is that time. I love it. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, the Horse Side Vet Guide is a brand new app developed with your horse's health in mind. Created by an expert in equine veterinary medicine with over 20 years of experience, Horse Side Vet Guide helps you determine how to best resolve an equine health care problem. Far more than a mobile first aid app, Horse Side Vet Guide contains an extensive list of observations, skills, how-to videos, veterinary diagnostics, treatments, and so much more. It's the most highly reviewed horse app on the market today with 5 stars. Just search for Horse Side Vet Guide in the iOS App Store today. Only iOS for now, Android shortly. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can have the world of equine vet care at your fingertips.
Well, listen, we've got Dr. Bird from Horseman's Lab on with us, and I wanted to talk to Dr. Bird from Horseman's Lab because I am now a customer of his, and I had some questions. Say good morning to Dr. Bird. How are you?
Great. How are you this morning,
fantastic. Well, we're doing great, Dr. Bird. I'm excited to talk to you, and the topic that you chose is actually perfect because the question that I had actually relates to it. Now, Horseman's Lab, why don't you tell everybody what Horseman's Lab is?
Well, we do stool samples on horses through the mail to check them for parasites, and we've been doing this for about 22 years now, so we've done about 30,000 samples over the years, and so we recognize that it is a problem, and with the changing in the way horses are to be dewormed, it is an important part of their program to control the parasites that are in them.
And there's a bit of a problem up ahead as far as running out of dewormers and parasite resistance. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, they found that many of the parasites are becoming resistant to the dewormers we have now, and it's because we have used them so much and killed off all the ones, the parasites that are resistant. The only ones that are left are ones that are we've killed off all the ones that are sensitive to the medication, and all that are left are the resistant ones, and they're mating and they're creating whole populations now of resistance to of worms that are resistant to certain deworming medications. And if we don't curb this or slow it down, we're going to have a real problem because no new dewormers are being tested or coming on the market in the future.
Right. So why is it so important to do fecal samples?
Well, fecal samples tell you whether your horse needs actually to be dewormed. They've kind of set an arbitrary number of 200 eggs per gram of strongyle eggs to recommend deworming your horse. So if it doesn't have 200, we should leave them there so that some of the ones that are there that are sensitive will mate with the resistant ones and we'll have more of a population that are sensitive to the drugs again. So that's the situation.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Strongyle's, how you pronounce it?
Yes, Strongyle's. Yes, there's been two basic groups of Strongyle's. The large Strongyle's, which were the most pathogenic and caused the most problem, have pretty well been eliminated with the drug ivermectin because it's worked to get rid of most of those. So now we're and the large Strongyle's were also called migrating, so people might want to keep that in mind because the larva for the large Strongyle's actually caused their problem mainly by migrating throughout the body and causing some irritation in areas such as arteries and the liver and other areas that caused a real problem. Small Strongyle's up until more recently, were not thought to be a real problem, but now they're getting to the point that they're becoming a problem. They have been a problem for a while. Small Strongyle's are also known as non-migrating because their larvae never leave the digestive tract very far. They just insist in the wall of the intestine, the large intestine, and they stay there for anywhere from a couple of week or two up to 2 years. They can stay in there for 2 years. They go into a restless state, and they stay there for 2 years. So people have a difficult time getting rid of them, and you may deworm your horse and find it doesn't have any adults or it's not laying any eggs, or we're not finding any eggs in the stool for some time. But then they'll start again, and they're not necessarily exposed to larvae from the outside, but it's the larvae that have been insisted that begin to lay the eggs. And they can stay there for, like I say, up to 2 years and do that. They've tested this and found that if they keep the horse from getting new larvae, infected larvae in the system, that it can be 2 years before they would get rid of them. The thing that I want to stress kind of about small Strongyle is there's over 40 different species of small Strongyle, and yet they all have a very similar life cycle, and that is the adults in the digestive tract lay eggs. They're passed in the stool. Those eggs hatch in the pastures normally or other environments where the horse may be, but the pasture is the most conducive to continuing the life cycle of these small Strongyles. And it goes, the small Strongyle larva that hatches from the egg go through a couple of three life transitions, and they become an infective larva that the horse can eat and get in its digestive tract, and it goes to the large intestine, and there they penetrate the wall of the mucosa in the large intestine and become encysted. And that's the whole thing that people seem to have an idea as I listen and as people call me and ask me questions, that they seem to think that the encysted Strongyle's are a completely separate problem or disease from small Strongyle's, and that's just not the case. What I want to stress is that every encysted Strongyle in the horse's intestine had to be one time an egg that was passed in the stool, was passed out, become an infective larva, and then was eaten by the horse, and then was then encysted in the intestine. Because so many people call and they just have this feeling that encysted strongyles are something different. And I want to stress the fact that it's just one phase or one part of the life cycle of the small strongyles.
Well, that leads me to ask, can I ask real quick then, hold your thought, how long do they live in the stomach?
How long do they live?
Before they go...
It can take up to about 12 weeks for the normal life cycle to take place.
Okay.
So the larva of the adults can live there for quite some time. I think it's around somewhere around 4 to 6 weeks they can live there and actually lay eggs. So you can get quite a few of them there. I mean, we get egg counts in the neighborhood of 2 to 5,000 eggs per gram sometimes. So that is quite a high number. And it is not necessarily proportional to the number of adults that are there. Some of the adults don't lay eggs at all time, but there's some adults that are laying eggs at any one time if they're there.
Just like your chickens, Jamie.
Right.
Some
lay
and some don't. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Hey, so this begs the question, the encysted strongyles, the ones that have already penetrated the intestinal lining, they're there. How do they lay eggs in there and that passes through the manure and that's how you can tell that they're there? How does one have encysted strongyles?
Well, there's only a few ways. One of them is to do a biopsy of the intestine, do surgery and do a biopsy.
Probably not a good way.
If the horse passes away, you have to do a necropsy and find them. The other way, I think, is to do stool samples, and you will determine that you have encysted ones. If you find eggs in the stool and we deworm the horse and we keep their pastures pretty well cleaned up of stool so they're not exposed to more infective larvae, and then they begin to produce eggs again in a month or two or up to 3 or 4 months, if they begin to produce eggs again, we know that there were encysted larvae there that have come out of the cyst and started and have developed into adults and are now laying eggs. That's about the only way that we can tell in the adult horse. And that's not something that's exact, but at the same time, that's the only way we can tell that they have had or do have encysted ones. Here's the theory, though, in my feeling, in my mind, is one of the doctors that used to be here at the U of I when I first started this was Dr. DiPietro, and one of the statements he made was very good, I think, that if you find one stage of the life cycle of a parasite in the horse or its environment, then you know that it has all stages of that parasite in its body or in the environment around it. So if we find eggs in the horse's stool, that means we have adults there that at one time were encysted, so why we got to assume that there probably are encysted ones there now.
Right.
Because they stay there. They can stay in the wall of the intestine for up to 2 years. So we know that, and yet you will hear people say, well, just because they have eggs in their stool doesn't mean they have encysted strongyles. And then some of those same people will turn around and say, well, all horses have encysted strongyles. I kind of disagree with that from the samples that I have gotten. I've had people that have had horses that have not had any eggs in their stool for 2 or 3 years, and they haven't dewormed the horse. And I would think that if there were encysted strongyles there, they would come out, start laying the eggs. The other side of that is we don't know what stimulates them to come out and start laying eggs, to start to develop into adults, what comes out of the cyst. They can have, one of the problems that can occur is following a deworming, if you have a lot of adults in the digestive tract and you deworm it and get rid of them, they seem to, some horses occasionally have what we call a mass excystation, where a lot of these larvae that are encysted suddenly come out of the cyst and start to become adults. That excystation can cause a moderate to severe inflammation of that area of the intestine. and you can see signs of diarrhea, horses being uncomfortable like they have slight colic at that time, and they just don't absorb their food as good at that time because when the intestinal wall is swollen with the inflammation, it doesn't do its job and allow the absorption of many of the food products that are there or to be metabolized. So that's one of the worries.
Sorry to jump in there. Yeah, that's definitely a worry. How important is it to keep your pastures clean, or like what's the best way to prevent them from getting the strongyles?
Well, the best way, of course, is to keep your their environment clean, including the pastures, and try to clean the pastures all the time. Now, there are some people that are even making vacuums now that you can go out and vacuum up the manure in the pasture and that sort of thing. And it, that would be an excellent idea because we have found that the people that keep their pastures clean, they have very little problem with strongyles. One thing that I will say is that, you know, in our testing here, about 30 to 35% of the samples we get are positive for eggs. And of those ones that are positive, about 95% of them are positive for strongyles. I always get the question, well, do you only test for strongyles? No, we look at the sample for everything, but strongyles are so common that that's the one that we most find. And certainly we do find some roundworm eggs in young horses, but in older horses, strongyles are by far the most common parasite, and that's the reason we find them so often.
Now I got to ask you real quick here, because when I did this, Dr. Bird, I got to plug your business a little bit. Horseman's Lab, you send them an email, you call them up, whatever, and you order your kits, these stool sample kits, and they come to you, and they're these tiny little plastic containers, and they come with, and I'll never look at this the same again, they come with these little ice cream spoons, Glenn, to pick
up your
soup.
I thought about that. I was just looking at the kit, and I went, that looks like an ice cream thing you get at the ice cream store.
And I will never take an ice cream sample ever again because it just, you scoop them up with that. So I ended up just putting gloves on and grabbing some and cramming it in the thing. I sent them off, and I'm not kidding you, Dr. Bird. It was like waiting on the results of, like, a test that I took at school to know if I passed the class or not. So I give my results. Emailed, by the way, to me within, it seems like, minutes of mailing them back to you guys. So, first of all, you're super quick about getting the results back. And of the six horses that I tested, Chili the Paint, Edward and Jet My Thoroughbreds, Joey and the Duke all came back negative. And I was like, woohoo, they passed. Uh-oh, we've got a positive. Jacob the Pony ended up positive for strongyles at 100 eggs a gram. So we have one positive, five negatives, and I'm telling you, that I'm going to tell my husband, that is why we clean the pastures, honey. That is why we put all that extra work into scooping up all that poop, because we got five negatives. I didn't have to cram five horses full of dewormer and chemicals when I don't think that they, you know, they don't need it. But what do I do with this positive pony with 100 eggs per gram?
Well, what we recommend, as I mentioned earlier, that DNC's below 200 eggs per gram, we would not really do anything right now with him. We'd probably wait about 3 months and recheck him and see. He may be what's classified as a low shedder and never get any higher than 100 to 200 eggs per gram. And there's some thought that if that's as high as he gets, it's not likely he's going to be producing enough eggs to really contaminate the pasture environment to the point where it's going to be a problem for the other horses or for reinfecting himself. Now, we do recommend that once a year you probably should deworm the horses, whether they come back negative or low shedders anyway, for the possibility of having tapeworms, because tapeworm eggs are not as readily found as strongyles, and they can be horses in your pasture that have tapeworms, and we won't be able to find the eggs. So once a year,
what is the dewormer for that?
Well, it's not by itself. You have to use something like Equimex or I think Zermectin Gold that have ivermectin and a product called Praziquantel mixed with it.
Okay.
And you can just read on the label and it will tell you if it has that in it. Now, Quest Plus also has Praziquantel in it. So if you have a very, to me, if you think there's some insticid strongyles there, which if the horse is positive, that's possible. I generally reserve that for horses that have a very high egg count or a much higher egg count than the 100 or 200 or so that you'd have. So, and you use the Praziquantel once a year to get rid of those insistent strongyles, the adult strongyles, plus the tapeworms. And it also does a good job on getting rid of bots and pinworms. So it does a really good job.
So how often should we test the horses?
Well, that's a question. My feeling is, to start off with, we have our program set up so that we can send you a reminder every 3 months that you're on our program to retest. Now, some people, after they have tested several times and found their horses are staying at a negative or a low shedder rate, they will go to testing every 6 months or so. So to start off with, it's a good idea to try to establish whether you have low shedders, medium shedders, or high shedders out there and treat them accordingly, because we don't want to deworm all the horses if you get, because there's a theory that 20% of the horses in a pasture are producing 80% of the eggs that are contaminating that pasture. So we might as well only do the ones that are the major contaminators rather than doing them all.
Right.
Because it gets back to, again, we want to leave some of the sensitive ones there to mate with the resistant ones to hopefully slow down this development of resistance.
Awesome. Well, this has been awesome information, and I hope you will be happy to come back on again, and maybe next time I sample and we'll go over the results again. I was incredibly pleased with how well this worked, you know. So horsemanslab.com is where you can find Dr. Bird and start to get involved in the fecal samples as opposed to just deworming, which to me just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So horsemanslab.com. Dr. Bird, thank you for coming on and talking to us about all of this incredibly good information.
Thank you very much for inviting me. We certainly appreciate it.
We'll have you on again soon. Thank you. You too.
Well, you know, I was surprised at how inexpensive it is. I was just on the website while you guys were talking, and, you know, we need to get our horses done. Matter of fact, we just talked about getting the testing kits ordered. And it for two horses, it's $17 each, which, you know, for him sending it out to us sending it back and all the work involved,
postage
seems really cheap.
Postage is included. They actually send you an envelope with, like, for each little fecal sample. I did six horses, and it knocks down to 15 per horse once you have six or more. And everything came in these little packets, and then you do all your stool samples, and then you mail them right back to them, and it's already postage paid and everything in the envelope. So it was a really easy deal, actually. And, you know, all you have to do is wait 5 minutes for your horse to poop or put him in the cross ties, you know.
I wanted to ask him how many come back broken, and does his postman hate him? I really wanted to ask him that.
Oh, that would have been good. That would have been good. I'm sure they love the fact that he gets poop all the time in the mail. Yeah, so, but it was super easy, and, I just recommend it because we're going to run out of dewormer, you know, and so we might as well use this stuff while we have the opportunity. But don't deworm your horse and then send your thing in. You actually have to wait a couple months, and you can ask them about that, to wait some months before sending it. Like, if you deworm now, don't send a stool sample in the next couple weeks. I think you got to wait a couple months.
Yeah, he has frequently asked questions on the website over at horsemanslab.com that seems to answer all of those questions. So, check it out. That was very, very interesting. It did not gross me out because I actually did not look up pictures of worms while you were talking. So I was fine.
Darn it.
Jennifer, what is coming up on Friday's Really Bad Ad Prizes? Oh, you need to – I think you're on mute, Jennifer.
I am no longer on mute.
There you go.
On this week's prize table from Horse Grooming Solutions,
a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. I love saying that. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than Horse Grooming Solution brands that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers. Silverado Show Grooming, and for you, Glenn, Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. Also on the table, look out, here it comes, the Equity MFG Flex and Fork. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
The Equity Flex and Fork is a premium quality manure fork built in the USA to last for years. The ultra-tough, distinctive yellow basket is backed up by an unprecedented baker's dozen-month warranty against breakage. Patented flexible backbone lever relieves stress so that the tines don't go snap. Besides durability, customer testing shows that these forks work better, too. A larger basket, lightweight fiberglass handle, flexible backbone lever support, and ergonomic grip make picking up after your horse easier than ever. The Equity Stable Fork is the solution to all of your horse manure cleaning needs.
Very good. That's the prize that everybody waits for Really Bad Ads. You'll find it this week. So submit your ads to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Get some new ones in here. We need some ads. So hop onto Craigslist and take a look. Send them in to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com with Really Bad Ads in the subject line. And it is important to copy the entire ad, pictures and all, into the email. Do not just send a link, because sometimes when the horse sells, by some miracle, the ad is gone. So definitely copy the whole thing and send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Well, that's it for this or for today. Now, tomorrow we will be live as well. It's our special Arabian episode with Karen McMurtry, who is from right down the road from Wendy in Sarasota, Florida. And she is going to be here. She has a bunch of guests lined up talking about Arabian horses tomorrow. So I know a lot of our listeners have Arabs and that they really enjoyed the last time she was on. Well, she's going to make that a monthly appearance at the third or the fourth Thursday of every month. She'll be here. And Jamie, you have family coming in that are going to take over your studio, so we will not talk to you till Monday, right?
Yes, I realize that waking my brother up at 4:45 in the morning so I can sit on the computer that's in the guest room, probably not the best idea. So I will not be here Friday. Otherwise, you'd hear a very grumpy, angry, cussing guy in the background, and that's family. So, yeah, they're coming. My brother's coming in town with one of my high school friends, and because the Falcons are playing the Cardinals, and coming to hang out with the baby and go see a football game. So Lucas on Sunday will be going to his first ever football game.
Well, he's getting all – he'll be getting a lot of love in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere
he's
you go,
already...
he must be a superstar everywhere you go.
He's very popular with the ladies. and he – my brother has already sent ahead of time – Atlanta Falcons onesies. So he will be dressed in team gear to go to the game.
That's funny.
So I'll be posting pictures of that on Sunday, I'm sure.
And he'll get his first experience getting beer spilled on him. So that'll be another first.
First?
He gets to look forward to.
We'll see. He did go to a baseball game at 6 days old. So.
Oh, true. I forgot about that. Well, so join us here tomorrow morning live. We'll be here. Don't forget to download the app. Go to the App Store and you search for Horses or Horses in the Morning. No, don't search for that. Search for Horse Radio
Horse
Network
Radio.
In the App Store. Thank you. Either iOS or Android, we have both. So search for Horse Radio Network there, and it's the easiest, simplest way to listen to our shows. And we now have thousands of people that are doing that, and we really appreciate you being here. That's it, Jamie. Have a terrific weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Either Helena or Wendy will be filling in Friday.
Thanks, you guys. Thanks for filling in. Spay, neuter, and geld. Check your poop. You know, all those things.
Go taste some ice cream. Do some testing.
I'm glad you thought the same thing. That was weird.
Yeah, I did too. Yes, I did.